This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Men's Room.
Get it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. Kicksville. The Trippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hit Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying eyes attire.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Retro Consultants are standing by. I'll take caller 9 now, 844-999-HOLA, and you'll play Profile This in minutes. And we do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. First, quick check into Mike Hawk for some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right, Hidden Valley Ranch made good on its promise to fill anything with ranch at an event in Vegas earlier this week.
Oh, no.
They posted a video of the highlights.
What were people bringing? I guess you're not working on it. You don't know. Like, I was thinking, like, is someone walking in there with an igloo cooler?
Igloo cooler. I could imagine worse things, but yeah. You know, just kind of doing one of these moves.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, right?
Yeah.
It's Vegas.
For International Women's Day a while back, Pornhub released a bunch of stats on the type of smut women are searching for in all 50 states.
Excellent. Right. I'm sure you worked on that. Don't even pretend that you didn't.
Mike, how do they know that you're a guy or a girl?
Ooh, fair.
You know, that is a good point. They don't ask you to, I've heard, they don't ask you to identify gender when you get there. So, right, how do you know? Hey, man, might be a lot of chicks that are into big puffy nipples.
Well, like, so I think some people just take those silly little quizzes.
Robin and I were having that discussion the other day about...
I never go to Pornhub, so I don't know.
Having a discussion the other day, I needed to borrow some lotion, so she gave me a lotion. I can't remember what the hell it was. She's like, just so you know, it's hand lotion. I'm like, I don't think the lotion knows where it's going.
Right.
You're like, yeah, foot lotion, hand lotion.
Is
like,
there any difference?
I don't think the lotion knows.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I think it's like, you're putting me on your arms. Can't you read the label? I'm a foot lotion.
Now it's going to burn.
Yeah, how would you know?
But if somebody gave me foot lotion, I'm going to put it on my face.
Well, it depends.
Why? It's for your foot.
But if
why?
It's medical, maybe not. But if it's like Jergens, blah, 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 scentless foot lotion, like, I bet you it's the same as Jergens hand lotion.
I mean, it might have one or two different.
Is there any, look, other than going to a sex shop, if you go to Walgreens, all right, none of it says penis lotion. That hasn't stopped any of us from, you know, lubing up and going to town.
It was dry this morning.
Ashy. You have an ashy penis.
A little while back, we heard about a new beer that tastes like Lucky Charms.
You know what else tastes like Lucky Charms? Lucky Charms.
Because it's made with Lucky Charms.
Now one with Fruity Pebbles is on the way.
Fruity Pebbles beer.
Mm-hmm. Nobody knew. What is it to get your kids excited about beer?
I don't know.
I don't mind fruit beer, fruit-flavored beer.
But not Fruity Pebbles does not taste like
21st
fruit.
Amendment does a really good watermelon-flavored beer that's not too overpowering.
It's great. Yeah. But that's different. That's right. Fruit in a beer as opposed to cereal-flavored.
I know. Right. It's like, I don't mind a sweet, fruitier beer, but I don't know how that... You know, like anything else, just have to try it.
Sure.
Don't know.
I haven't had Fruity Pebbles as an adult. Right? Like, I can't even tell you last time I ate Fruity Pebbles.
So. I love Fruity Pebbles. They are so good.
Really?
Oh,
when's
one of my
the last
favorite
time
cereals.
You ate them?
Oh, probably a couple years ago.
Right. So
I got the little tiny box.
My point is, I don't think, like, that's a very niche market of people that, like, how many adults are still eating Fruity Pebbles? And how many went, need a beer that tastes like it?
So I can win it.
Do you like cocoa or Fruity Pebbles?
Oh, take cocoa.
You like cocoa better than Fruity Pebbles?
Hell yeah.
All right, I like the Fruity Pebbles.
I'm an adult. I eat Raisin Bran Crunch.
My man. A woman in Phoenix recently rented a storage pod from a company called 1-800-PACK-RAT. Now she might sue him because it became infested with actual rats.
Well, right there in the name.
We're packing rats.
Damn, we pack rats, yeah.
CBS is updating its hold music, and people are excited about that.
Who is updating their hold music?
CVS. VS, like Victor.
Okay. Yeah.
Good.
Have they talked about the receipts yet?
Was it so bad before?
Well, you can only take so much Hall & Oates.
Do they say what they're upgrading to?
No, of course not.
Ah, naturally.
What are people on hold for?
It's a pill.
Oh, calling in pharmacy stuff.
It's like it's a drugstore. Just go in there. They're pretty convenient.
Right. It's the same music inside the store.
And my head.
A high school football coach from Utah surprised his players when he came home early from a deployment in Afghanistan. video of them going nuts is pretty pretty great.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's your one feel-good story of the day.
Okay.
A woman in Minnesota pulled a gun on a Domino's and pizza employee after they forgot his her daughter's hot wings.
Damn, man.
Oh, they could go back and get them. Like, it's not that big of a deal.
You'd think.
I'm going to be less cooperative at that point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It's chicken wings. Like, that's an irrational response, but...
If you're going to pull a gun, that's
yeah. I feel like chicken wings are something I'd pull a gun over.
Okay, if you had to.
I had to. The pressure was on.
Feisty 10. A 27-year-old groom in Florida punched a man in the face because he wouldn't get out of the background while they were taking wedding photos.
Yeah, I read about that over the weekend.
Was it in like a public space and the dude just kept photobombing him?
It's like a beach or something. But the guy, they were just like, "Hey, man, would you mind just moving for a second?" The guy's like, "No." Something like. Come on, man. I mean, honestly, we're just it's a wedding. We just wanted to know if you'd move. And then things got... Because the guy was like, no, I'm not moving. And it got worse from there.
A 25-year-old woman...
Right. It was honestly that. Hey, man, can you move so we can do some pictures? Nope.
25-year-old woman in Florida is facing charges after she stabbed her boyfriend with a steak knife for looking at a picture of another woman.
Oh, you're about to hear that story coming up.
Oh, fantastic.
And I worked on it.
A cop in Cincinnati recently captured... Well, somebody has to. A cop in Cincinnati recently captured an arrest on her body cam, and it's going viral because of how overly polite she was to the guy that she was arresting.
Yeah, I'm going to arrest you. I'm really sorry about this.
Did it calm the situation down?
I don't know. I'm not working on it.
I'm going to tase you a little bit. It's going to hurt like a bitch.
Type in overly friendly cop on your computer, Miles, and then you can look it up.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I just read some of the correspondence. I haven't watched the video yet, but people are very, very excited about how polite the cop is.
Yay.
Still getting arrested, though.
It says the makers of Peeps really want this to catch on. For the second year in a row, they're selling Peep on a Perch sets that are supposed to be the Easter version of Elf on a Shelf.
Yeah, kids don't care.
They're just going to get stale.
Look, Santa Claus is a different thing altogether, man. No one compares to Santa Claus. Not Peter Cottontail. Nothing. Nobody.
Right.
And Easter, like, you get candy. You might get, like, a pair of socks, but, like, the Easter basket's not a Christmas tree.
Right.
You know what the Easter Bunny's like? The mall cop. Like, it says stop. All right, I'll cut it out. But he's not going to arrest me. Santa Claus is a straight-up SWAT team. Like, you don't mess with him. You want him to believe everything you've done is good. That elf is carrying some strong information. Santa holds all the cards.
That bunny's just throwing eggs out everywhere, man.
Right. That's what he does.
Do people still hide the baskets?
No, the bunny does.
I mean, does the bunny still hide the basket?
Yes, the bunny...
He hides the eggs.
When I was a kid, the bunny hid the ass...
where did the bunny hide the ass?
And then Easter was the best ever.
Damn! That's a hell of an
Easter. You're looking for your basket, Ted.
Green plastic grass. Who comes up with this concept?
It's edible, man.
I found the basket.
Yeah.
An Italian restaurant in New York is selling a 7-pound spaghetti in meatball dish. The pasta
spaghetti
is
in meatball.
The pasta is baked into the meatball. Each one feeds 12 people and costs $150.
I was going to say, how good can that be? It's just
I'm sure the noodles are moist.
I'm in.
It's a 7-pound meatball with spaghetti
and
in it.
And then there's spaghetti inside of it?
You know what I call that? The meat pinata. Hang that for egg kids. You want some noodles?
I mean,
beat this giant meatball to bat.
It looks ridiculous.
Let me see.
But... I don't know. I want to try it.
It doesn't look good.
Yes, it does.
I'd go for
really?
It.
Really?
Yeah.
Mike, you want to split one?
Hell yeah, man. Let's get one on
nice.
The
side.
I mean, it looks good. It looks like a meatball. It's just a big, giant-ass meatball.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, how is that any different than people eating soups out of bread bowls?
Right?
I guess not.
It's
but I mean, you're
ridiculous.
Going out, everybody's getting a giant meatball.
And it's just the reverse of one of my favorite dishes. Instead of the meatballs in the spaghetti, no, you've switched it around.
It's 2019, man. We can do whatever we want with spaghetti and meatballs, all right?
The possibilities, man.
Anything?
No.
Mike, how come when you make your giant tub of spaghetti, then you don't make some meatballs?
Why do you think I don't make meatballs, Miles?
I don't know why.
Have you seen his broccoli and beef?
Yeah, but you can make meatballs. They're not hard at all.
Have you seen his broccoli and beef?
Yeah, all same base.
You don't make, again, have you seen it? Don't make meatballs,
I've
Mike.
I've tasted it.
I stuffed all the broccoli inside of the meat.
I enjoy that dish. Leave me alone.
That's disgusting.
A man in Charlotte, North Carolina, recently found the owner of a lost dog by standing out on a street corner for 3 hours.
Yes.
A photo of it went viral, so now women are hitting him up for dates.
That's probably why he did it.
He's so cute, and he saved a puppy.
And he saved a
3 hours. I thought this was going to be like 3 days or something.
No, man, it's a dog.
I thought it was that breast. Did the guy find him on the street corner, or he went viral and they found him?
Well, what they did is they put him up on Facebook, and he said, I'm not working on it.
Ooh, that dog's a smart ass.
That's crazy.
A chess team in Texas is facing a lifetime ban from the championship.
For what?
I'll tell you all about it 1 hour from now.
Think About Cock headlines are on the way 1 hour from now. First, the game is...
The Men's Room presents... Profile This.
I have Stephen Throw Hill. Can you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Let's talk to a 275-year-old black woman who weighs 400 pounds. Hello, Esther. Welcome to the men's room.
Yeah, good guess. Not.
No?
That's funny.
Well, I just saw the name close. Esther. You know, that's...
Well, Esther, how old...
I know, it's an old name, right?
Yes, it is.
How old are you?
You know what? I have been listening to The Rock since before you were born, so I will take that. I am old, but I'm
okay,
not
okay, all right. I was going to say, the time frame on the name is the same whether you're a big black woman or not.
Yeah.
You still got an old name.
Believe me, I've been living with it my whole life, okay. For sure.
Okay? All right, Esther.
All right, Esther, you understand how this here game is played.
Yes, I do.
All right, you know,
sorry, Esther, but I feel like I want you to cook me something.
I know.
Just with the name.
Just
whatever it is, it's going to be good.
Food. It's roast. It's a roast.
For sure, I'll cook you something.
Oh, Esther, baby.
Just saying your name makes me feel like an old man at the nursing home. Esther! All right, here is your story. Yeah. As Mike said, okay. A pregnant woman is accused of stabbing her boyfriend for looking at a photo of another woman on his roommate's cell phone. Pasco County deputies, they said they responded to the reported stabbing at a home and later arrested the 25-year-old woman. The roommate said he showed a photo of a woman that he wanted to date to his friend. The friend looked at the phone while his pregnant girlfriend was in the room. That moment sparked an argument between the couple. As the quarreling continued, the roommate said he became uncomfortable and left the room altogether. The shouting escalated. At one point, the roommate heard someone rummaging through the kitchen drawers. Short time after that, the boyfriend came running into the roommate's room with a stab wound to his stomach and said, quote, "The bitch stabbed me!" Well, the roommate used a shirt to apply pressure to the wound, called 911. Now, according to the arrest report, as they waited for first responders, the stabby girlfriend walked into the room and asked, quote, "Why would you look at that girl on the phone?" Well, deputies found a 5-inch steak knife with blood on it. They interviewed the girlfriend at the hospital. She denied stabbing the victim, but according to deputies, said he must have fallen on the blade. But surgeons at the hospital said, yeah, that's not what happened. He got stabbed. Anyway, she was arrested and charged with aggravated battery with a deadly weapon. Do you believe that this crazy-ass woman is black, white, Mexican, or Asian?
Wow. So, you know, when you're pregnant, you're crazy anyway. That just, you know, goes with the territory.
Preach, Esther.
Yeah. So it could be any of the above. But you know what? It's those fiery Latinos, man. They just have that cracker.
That would be the white person.
Firecracker.
Firecracker.
They got a firecracker. Awesome. They're just super hot. And anything makes them mad. And that's it.
Okay, Esther, you going to stay with Mexican final answer?
Final answer.
We're going to find out if she is black, white, Mexican, or Asian next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hola, bitches. You're listening to The Men's Room.
Profile This, we have a woman, and she and her boyfriend and roommate are hanging out in the living room, and the roommate decides to show the pregnant woman's boyfriend a picture of a woman that he is interested in.
Yeah, that's
on his phone. Apparently, upon seeing this, she got so angry, she went into the kitchen, got into the knife drawer, took out a steak knife,
yes.
came back,
yes.
and stabbed her boyfriend in the stomach.
That is correct. You've recounted the entirety of what went down. Hey, I'm thinking about dating this chick. What do you think, Miles? Oh, my God, Miles got stabbed in the stomach. But, Esther, we asked you, did you believe that this woman is black, white, Mexican, or Asian? And you said, look, man, I'm telling you, it's Latina. You say anything, they get all fired up, get all high about it. You are correct.
Oh. Boom. All right. Okay.
See, with that name, Esther, she's old enough to know these things.
That's
it. And in this case, is that... Let's not blame her because she's Latina.
No, that's crazy.
It's just because she's pregnant.
Maybe. But there's something wrong with her.
It's an extreme reaction.
Mm-hmm.
Again, it's because he was not looking at a woman on the phone. His roommate was looking at someone on the phone. The roommate said, hey, this is someone I'm interested in possibly dating. Hands on the phone to take a look. That's all it took. That's crazy.
So that's told her to chill out.
Yeah.
That's the best thing he could have said, Ted.
Chill out. You're acting crazy. It's because of your hormones?
Yeah, that'll work.
Swing for the cycle.
Now I'm going to kill you.
Mm-hmm. Now for all TV news all time, it's time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box,
Armageddon.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
I've talked about this 100 times. You know, all sports have, like, their coolest play, right? So, you know, chicks dig the long ball. Everybody wants to hit a home run. What are you doing?
Stop touching things, Miles.
Sorry. This thing's going to blow up on me again.
What was I going to say? So, like, the home run is the best in baseball. NFL has a couple. You can get a good sack, or you can have a long run or a pass play. But I think the dunk in the NBA pretty much is the coolest, most
it's
effective.
It's the coolest looking thing.
Sure. Golden State will try to tell you it's the three-pointer, but we all know damn well the slam dunk is cool. So we're going to go to Miami. This is Derrick Jones Jr., and this is just a monster dunk.
For today's result, they've got a 12-2 against the Southeast, 7-1 on the road against the Southeast. Oh, my! Play of the day for the Heat.
Unbelievable.
Derrick Jones, a cloud piercer.
Unbelievable. A couple looks here. Bam throws it a little wide, and he has to crank back. Watch how he doesn't dunk it. He's throwing it in. He just spiked that ball in. How does that go in on that angle? If he doesn't throw it in perfectly, that hits the back of the rim and goes flying about 15 rows into the crowd.
Yes, that's how it works.
Canny finish. Look at that athleticism.
That's amazing.
Oh, my. And catching it on the right and finishing with your left is awkward, too. He's rearing back. His head is up above.
Dude, I'm telling you, he is so high up there. Now, what he's talking about there is some people are like, technically, it's not a dunk. We saw that. I want to say Blake Griffin was one of the first people I saw this. So it's like he's up in the air and he literally like throws it because his arm won't.
Sure, he's too high above
but,
the rim. Right?
But he's right. The angle is so tight. It's almost amazing the thing goes in.
Hmm. Hello.
They started getting a little like, good God, look at what he's done. Well-toned arms.
I will say this, man. Go watch the video. It's up on the Men's Room Facebook page. Like he is so high up there. And just that sound. Just,
kaboom.
Yeah, man.
Shablanky.
Yeah, it was pretty legit. So, pretty cool video. Again, go to the Men's Room Facebook page, look that up. It is a strong dunk, to say the least. Now, let's see. Somebody that's been in the news a ton has been R. Kelly. Maybe you've seen some of his interviews with Gayle King. He's been a little feisty. I've also prefaced this with, if you know R. Kelly, you know he had that whole series of videos called Trapped in a Closet.
Mm-hmm.
So, for this skit on SNL, the part where he breaks into song, you know, like he thinks it's just in his head. He doesn't realize other people can hear him.
Oh, okay.
These people made a 6-part documentary about me. 6. That's almost 10. And not one of them said a nice thing about me. They made it seem like I was the devil. I'm not the devil. And even if I was, you can't think of one nice thing to say about the devil. I can't. Nice horns. Gives good advice.
So why do you think people are making these lies up about you?
For money, obviously. I'm a very rich man. And people are always trying to take advantage of me.
Well, if you're so rich, why did it take so long to pay $160,000 you owe back in child support?
Damn, that's a good question. I wasn't expecting that. Now I gotta switch directions and get some sympathy back. Because I'm a very poor man.
Robert Robert.
Victim.
No. You sold millions of records and made millions of dollars.
More than millions, thousands.
Millions is more than thousands, Robert.
Okay, my bad.
So what happened to all the money?
I don't know. Ask my, who's the guy you pay to watch all your money? Starts with a Q.
Your accountant?
No, my cousin Reggie, that's it.
I thought Saturday Night Live, I thought it was pretty funny. Like most episodes, there's a couple skits that aren't that good. But Idris Elba was on there. I mean, you know him from a bunch of movies and stuff now. Obviously, the first thing you know him for, I would think most people, would be The Wire, mm-hmm. as Stringer Bell. And it's also, I know there was a period where he didn't bring it up. But like now, he just kind of comes out and talks about and stuff.
Sure.
But also, you might not know this, like he's Welsh. So they did a whole skit where it was Sky Sports, which is like ESPN in Europe, right? Right. And he's an ex-Arsenal player, because Arsenal Man United was over the week. Either way, he just plays like a dumb soccer player, and his nickname's like the Bruiser or something. It's a funny skit. Obviously, if you watch English soccer, you would enjoy it a little bit more. But he's awesome at it, man. They're just like, hypothetically, if you were playing today and we're on the team, like, what would you tell us? And he just starts laughing. He's like, you can't play football, mate. You're just tiny. Right? So that kind of stuff. So I thought it was a good episode. Plus, Idris Elba just seems cool.
He does. Seems like a badass. Basically, yeah. You don't want to mess with him.
Yeah. And anytime Saturday Night Live has a game show, I'm in.
Yeah. One of the strengths.
Yeah. He also kind of lightly addressed the James Bond thing. Remember, he was signed on to be James Bond.
I know the rumors were there for a while.
The rumors were there. Then it seemed like people were really fired up because James Bond was going to be black. So he was just kind of like, all right, like, cool, whatever. Like, yeah, it's a fictional character. Like, I don't think it matters.
Oh, people freak out, man.
Yeah. Let's see. Speaking of fictional characters, Disney's kind of famous for, I didn't realize this, but they like a lot of their old school movies, they would put away and then re-release them.
For yeah. a limited yeah, time yeah. only. So you don't get like the limited special edition on them.
Boy, your mic is just crap. It's
unplug it, plug it in.
It's been crap for years.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Mm-hmm. Unplug it. Oh, there you go. Now blow on it. No.
No, but geez.
Jesus.
I want to blow it from the front side.
Yeah, it sucks.
Yeah, no good.
It's gone.
That's why when people find like DVDs, Blu-rays, whatever, Disney stuff, they want to keep it. But Disney's not going to have a streaming service. Disney Plus! And basically...
Are you interested?
No. I like the parks.
All right.
And I'm just out of the age range where that has to be part of my life. I'm very happy about that.
Yeah, exactly.
I took the kids to their first... I did not realize this. It was their first PG-13 movie, all right?
Yeah.
So to me, that's absolutely... There's still no TNA, right? And it's a Marvel... it's a Captain Marvel. Okay? So it's a superhero movie. There's not a wealth of cussing. And the violence is so absolutely ridiculous that your kids are fine with it. It's like you're not watching someone get shot in the face and their head explodes. It's a woman shooting energy out of her fist, right? So they're cool with this, but I'm not thinking about this much. And we're watching a movie, and the kids are digging it. Right? They're eight and a half and almost seven. God forbid I don't say that. So we're watching, dude, at this age.
It's got to be a half.
It's a must thing?
When you hit that, yes! You want to be older, damn it. So we're watching a movie, and I don't remember what the scene was exactly, but an S-bomb gets dropped. And the scene itself was mildly funny. My daughter thought this was the funniest thing she'd ever heard because it's the first time she's seen a movie where somebody cusses out loud.
Oh, yeah.
And they know that when you hear cursing from an adult, like the S has hit the fan, something bad has happened. But here's the thing. You're watching a movie. It's reasonably quiet in the theater among the patrons. The scene happens. There's a good chuckle from the crowd. And then my daughter's like, oh! Oh! Hey, baby, you got to keep it down. And then, oh! 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 And honest to God, I'm like, oh, my God, man. Like, we need to take it to a black theater if you're going to act like this. Right? You cannot make this much goddamn noise in a normal movie theater. But, yeah, that one line. Greatest
set her off.
Oh, yeah. Then she was all excited. Like, only 13-year-olds can see that. How come we got in? I said, because I'm your parent. And I said,
how come we got in?
Oh, dude. She thought, like, this was just the greatest thing ever.
Are you eight and a half or not?
Right. You would think I taught her how to drive. It's like, man, it's Captain Marvel. Relax.
Disney says all the movies will be on there. Everything. Obviously, some people are wondering about, what's the Briar Patch one?
The rabbit thing?
The rabbit,
Is that the real... I Brer never
rabbit.
Saw it.
Is that Disney?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
We can barely hear you, Miles.
Well, I said, is that Disney?
And that's the one that has the Song of the South, which is pretty racist. So some of the stuff they're not sure if they're going to keep in there or take out.
Oh, look, man, it's part of history. Just do your
thing. I don't know the song. What is racist about?
We don't like song black people.
I
don't know.
It sounds like an Alabama song or something.
I don't know. I just remember, like, if you take the log ride in Disney, it's the Br'er Rabbit. And then I remember as a kid.
Is it, like, racist? Like, the, I don't know, hooded figures on the side?
Oh, I mean, that mic's blowing it.
Yeah. You know, I'm not sure, but I just know now it is racist. Because every time I bring up watching it as a kid, people are like, easy, Ted. Like, well, my mom is a notorious racist, and that's the way she raised me.
Right. I had no idea.
Yeah.
Hello?
Oh, it's still far away, man.
Hello.
Damn it.
Mm-hmm. Did you guys watch Airwolf?
No.
Yeah, as a kid, I did. Hell yeah, man.
I didn't watch it that much.
About a dude hops in a helicopter and shoots bad guys and blows things up.
Well, the guy that was in Airwolf, he died.
Jan Michael Vincent.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know.
I don't know him from anything.
It doesn't seem like that long ago that show was on.
What? It does not seem that long ago?
Not to me.
The show.
It was like 35 years ago, man.
Well, that time flies.
The show aired from 1984 to 1986.
Yeah.
Oh.
Damn.
Okay.
Battle with drugs and alcohol derailed his career.
Oh, that was always his thing.
Yeah.
Well, his parents named him, gave him a girl's name.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess he'd really fallen on to hard times. Jan Michael.
Yeah, Jan Michael Vincent.
All right.
It's the only thing I know him from was Airwolf. That's it.
Well, and then he was also in 70s movies like The Mechanic.
Didn't see it.
With Charles Bronson, who is a man's man. And then Hooper with Burt Reynolds.
I kind of remember that, but I just don't remember what it was about.
I just remember there were a million Burt Reynolds movies.
It's about time. Basketball, dude. The movie's called Hooper.
No, his name was Hooper.
You tell me Burt Reynolds wasn't in a basketball movie?
I don't know.
I don't know. What are you calling it? Hooper? Like, I want to see Burt out there like crossing people up.
Yeah.
Shirtless. Whew. All right. There's a lot of famous Chris's out there. Some are more attractive than others, but it's an honor just to be nominated with them. He's just got a funny thing with Chris Pratt and Ellen.
I have to say, and I don't want to bring this up complimented you, and now I feel like, but we have to address it. To lose to Chris Hemsworth, as he won for Sexiest Man and
right.
Sexiest Chris, and
Sexiest
you,
Chris.
Yeah, and you didn't,
it was just, it was,
that must have been hard to take.
It was just an honor to be nominated.
Oh.
You know?
Yeah. You were nominated with every Chris there is.
Listen, I'm going to tell you, with every what?
Every Chris there is. So
that's
it's
right.
Not really an honor.
I got nominated when my mom named me Chris.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, and I was honored by that. I got to be honest with you. He has my vote, too. I mean, look at him.
Yeah.
The man is gorgeous.
Yeah, he is gorgeous. Yeah.
Do a side. That's sexy.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
You have
sexy.
That. We've seen that on you. We know that.
No, mine has a lot more airbrushed than that.
Yeah.
That's kind of funny. There's so many famous Chris's. I mean, Chris Pratt is pretty attractive.
I can't think of a lot of Chris's. Chris Pratt, Chris Hemsworth.
Chris Evans, who also might be a golden retriever.
Chris Cross.
Yeah, it's Chris Cross.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I guess those are the main three attractive Chris's.
Christopher, wrong name. Yeah, I mean, I don't know a lot of Chris's.
Yeah, I just feel like those
it's an older name.
Those three, you know, they're just out there a lot, so you hear them all the time. But that is kind of funny. Like, not only did you lose the world's sexiest man, you lost it to another guy named Chris.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like in my crew, I'm the best Ted.
You think so?
You're the only Ted.
In most of them. I used to tailgate. You know, I'm going to stop right there.
Okay.
What
happened to the other Ted?
The other Ted was great. But, unfortunately, you know what? I'll tell you off the air.
Okay.
I love the other Ted. That Ted is legend, but he has a nickname that... Nothing bad.
Okay.
He's just, me and him have some differences. All right. Oprah kind of talked about one of the secrets of her success was basically that she wasn't Jerry Springer early on. She had two episodes. One featured a group of skinheads, and another where a husband confronted his wife, who admitted that he was cheating on her, brought out his girlfriend, then announced that she was pregnant.
Oh, that's crazy.
People went crazy, but not Oprah. She said, I'm not that kind of trash. She didn't say that, but we'd all know she thought it.
You know
but,
she did.
Yeah, right? Basically, she just said she had an idea, like, why not? Like, I have this show. We could actually have on people that are, like, about stuff.
Don't embarrass people in front of a national audience.
Right, and keep in mind, like, when this is happening, and that was, like, the main thing, right? What was his name?
Maury Povich.
Springer.
Montel Morton Downey Jr. Yeah, Morton Downey.
Yeah, and I don't know if they were all, but that was just, like, Springer kind of was, like, the main one. I think Morton Downey Jr., but then it just became passé for everything, right? Every show had, like gotcha stuff going on.
Well, the baby reveal became big business.
Yeah. I mean, even, like, Donahue was doing that kind of stuff.
Did he?
Yeah. I remember Phil Donahue was famous because he would adjust his glasses with his middle finger.
Think there was a message in there?
Some guests got it, some didn't.
Okay.
Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. Mike's got your headlines coming up here in minutes. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Michigan couple goes to water park to ride the ride and each other in the hot tub. Meanwhile, a man jumps on a pelican in Key West after a few drinks at the local pub. Woman thinks it's a good idea to take selfie with jaguar at Arizona Zoo. A high schooler is offered $1.6 million in scholarships, which should get her about halfway through college. And a man who wants to charge $150 to the man sitting beside him on a plane. It's time for your headline.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's Mike Hawk.
All right, our top story in Texas. The coach of a high school chess team is facing a lifetime ban after he was accused of instructing his players to intentionally throw their matches. He's being accused of intentionally losing games to lower their rating and put them in, quote, under games. So basically, he was making them lose so that they would get easier competitors along the way.
But they still would be in the tournament. They'd just be, like, in a lower seed?
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. And I started thinking about it.
So it's like Duke throwing the last 6-7 games of the
right,
so that season so they can get a lower seed in the NCAA tournament?
Exactly.
But Mike made a strong point earlier.
Isn't that exactly what chess is?
Right, you goad people into this false sense of security
right.
to launch an attack on you because you're three steps ahead and you wipe them out.
Exactly.
I mean, basically, they're playing chess in the chess tournament.
Right.
They outsmarted you again.
Therefore, they should just win by default, like leave the tournament out of it. You already got it, man. You got pulled one over on all of us.
I hadn't thought of that, but I agree with you. Like, hey, man, they're playing chess.
In other news, in Ohio, a local water park needed to break up some illicit activity. We talked about this a little bit earlier today. A lifeguard roaming on duty noticed that there was a couple in one of the hot tubs that were just a little too intimate and were actually having sex in the hot tub.
Yeah.
Which, if you ask anybody, isn't that like the biggest thing not to do as far as having sex in water?
Yeah.
But you're going to anyway.
I'm also
going to
assume this is going to be like a Great Wolf Lodge where you're inside in a water park kind of environment.
Yes,
so you're actually still indoors. It's not like you're outside of a big sprawling facility.
When the couple refused to leave the premises after being caught, police were called and the pair were arrested for misdemeanor charges.
Mm-hmm. Nah, misdemeanor, not so bad.
Yeah. They did run, so they're going to tack him on for that one. But
tell me.
All right, I've got an interesting one for you, Miles. It has happened again.
Man versus beast.
Run it.
Man versus beast.
But with a twist.
Death by selfie.
She died.
Ouch. Death by selfie.
Well, no, not exactly. But it was because of a selfie that this is Man versus Beast.
Oh!
It's close enough. We go down to Arizona for this episode. At the local zoo, a woman was attacked by a jaguar when she crossed over the barrier in an attempt to take a selfie with the big cat. She sustained non-life-threatening injuries to her arm as a result.
Good.
Idiot.
Yeah.
Idiot.
Huh.
Like, are you really being attacked if you went up to it?
Fair.
You know, I mean, it's just it doing what it does because you
right?
went up to it.
The chicken lays down on my plate. Am I really killing the chicken?
If it jumps in batter and then jumps out of the batter directly into a frying pan,
delicious.
Is this chicken. On me?
This if, chicken's crazy.
If the crab walks into the net, am
or
I really
yeah. it climbs into boiling water?
Right.
Dumbass. A student in Georgia seems to have her future set. The young lady is a high school senior that has applied to several colleges in hopes of furthering her education. You can imagine her shock when she got a grand total. She put in 50 applications and got a grand total of 39 acceptance letters from various colleges and has been offered over $1.6 million in scholarships.
Jeez.
Which should get her through her sophomore year.
Yes, exactly.
No, it's like a much smaller loan
at a community college.
Good for her, though, man. I was rejected from every college that I applied to. I really was. That is truth. Except for the community college that I got into.
They don't turn anyone down.
That's right.
Dude, defensive coordinators aren't cheap in this world. Like, if you really want a good one, you want to establish yourself, you want to go to a major bowl game, you need a $1 million guy. And that's what college is all about.
That's right.
Mike, I didn't get any colleges I applied to either.
Yeah, man.
Be proud.
Radio. A man took to Reddit on their, quote, "Am I the a-hole" subreddit to ask the all-knowing internet if he was in the wrong about how he handled an obese passenger next to him on a flight. The man was in a row of two and had an obese man sit next to him as he says seep into his seat at least a third of the way in. He was up front and told the man that it wouldn't work for him and asked the flight attendant if there was somewhere that he could move to be more comfortable. When there was no other option, the flight attendant told the obese man that he would have to find another flight and pay for two seats, which was not an option for him. He said that he had to make this flight. When the passenger was flustered, the man offered the alternative and said that he would tolerate the five-hour flight sitting next to him for $150, which is half the cost of the seat. The man seemed grateful for the option. He, like, flat out just handed him $150 cash.
He did.
He did.
Oh, cool.
And well, then you're on the
wow. Right.
Huh. All right.
There's the guy who gave you the money. Whatever.
Right. Exactly.
But shut up now.
Yeah, right.
Seriously, exactly. Shut up.
I don't want to hear one complaint from you.
Here's your money,
you
cheap, tight ass. Go away. I'm going to sit here and eat some cheesecake.
There you go. A man in Long Island searching for his lost dog with a drone has hit quite the snag. While he was flying the drone looking for his dog, the feet of the drone unexpectedly cut out. Turns out that one of his neighbors took it upon himself to shoot that dangerous drone right out of the sky.
Drone!
I mean, there are states where you could shoot them, right?
Yeah. If they go over your property.
Yeah,
that's the thing. If it's over your property, sure.
Right, it's an invasion of
property. It's your property.
The shooter is now being charged with criminal mischief.
Oh, come on.
Guess it depends on the state.
Look out! A man thinks that he knows the law was involved in a standoff in Minnesota. The man violated traffic laws and refused to comply with police after he was pulled over. He described himself as a free citizen and felt that he didn't need to follow the traffic laws or police instruction. After police arrested the man on multiple charges, they found what could be an explosive device that he had mentioned having earlier.
I'm above the law.
I just don't get it.
I'm a free man.
I'm like, you know, I'm a Christ figure.
That's it for your headlines with that. Mike Hawk is out.
Thank you, Mike. We appreciate it. We'll see you next time for Ryan Castle, Drunk and Charge, into Sit and Spin Men's Room Rules, and we'll drink and toast with a shot of the day.
Yes, indeed. It is all true, but in the meantime, we be all up out this badge. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake,
stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.